Blog Talk Radio. Hello, and welcome to another Sunday with Minister Sheila and I. I apologize for being late, but some of you may have heard, glory, glory, glory to God. The government is back open. So that means that this weekend I've been working on getting things together so that when the team members and various department people come back to work on Monday, you know, we need to make sure we got things in place to get everyone paid and just so much. So, like I said, just working, and I'm thankful that Minister Sheila called in to get everything started. So, Minister Sheila, can you start us off with prayer and whatever God has for you, and then I will begin.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for your mercy, your love, your blessings, your love and your life that you have given us. Oh, Lord, I thank you for that. Thank you, because I know, and if none of you should know, and I know you know, if it wasn't for God our Father and the Son, Lord Jesus, we will not be here today. Excuse me for talking a little, off the wall, stumbling over my words or whatever. But I have a cold, and it's like the cough medicine sometimes have me kind of crazy the next day. But I'm not crazy enough not to wake up to thank the Lord. I can't thank him enough. I can't thank him enough for another day, because I know if I can just repeat it and repeat it and repeat it just to let you know that I know I am only here today. You are only here today. As they say, we are all here today because of that great man upstairs, that great Father, the great Daddy, our Father, God, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus. We are only here today because of their love and mercy for us. God, I give honor to you. And Son, Lord Jesus, I give honor, tall honor to you today, because I know you have blessed me with another, and blessed us with another day of life. Lord, I thank you and I honor you and I praise your name, because you said another day. You woke us up this morning, Lord, and I hope with the faith and the knowledge and the love for you and your Son that we are here, and to bless you for being here, and to thank you for being here, and to give us the knowledge and the understanding excuse me, to know that we are here because of you. Thank you for Apostle-elect Sandra Thomas. Lord, I ask you to look upon her. Bless us with all your might, with all your love, Lord, to heal her and to let her walk up straight and to hear and to see the joy, more joy, and see more knowledge and beauty from you. Lord, I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, for the love and the joy of getting back to the nature of life through her job, to have ceased this unforgiving, unnecessary situation that is so long to yet. I know through you, you have to bless them and let them see that the way to do things is not to hurt, try to get what you need, but only to get what needs to be done the right way, and to bless us and hold us into the love of the Lord, and to be honest and to understand the right way of doing things is to get it situated, not to situate it from you and only you. People do us matter in this world. I thank you for Prophet Antoine Thomas, the man of God, of joy and love. I thank you for Pastor Troy Thomas, another young man of joy, love, and knowledge and wisdom towards you. I thank you for blessing Dr. Serena Wright, Elder Kathy Kendall, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser. Lord, I ask you to bless and to help us all understand all your daughters and your sons and your knowledge and the happiness of love of life through you. Lord, I thank you, excuse me, of blessing all the women and men, the girls and the boys, all the young men, young women, the elderly people, all the babies, and all each and every human being on this earth. Lord, I need you to send them your knowledge. Send them your angels of knowledge to let us understand that we need you. We need you, Father and the Son. We need you to help us to understand, to get this world together, to live and to love, and to forget all this hatred and all this hurt and damnation that we are pulling and putting on others, Lord, to let us understand your life is the right life. Your life is the best life. Your life with you is the only life of happiness, peace, and to understanding. You can't get all that we want, but we need to understand we will bless us for what we really need. All your wants is not for you. It's not good for you. It's just something that we just think we just got to have, that maybe another half that you might take it. Lord, help us understand that hurting others, punishing others, doing bad unto others is not the right way just because you think so, because the devil puts you into thinking of taking and hurting and then awfully misusing other people is the right way. Lord, we need you to bless us. We need you to open up our hearts, our body, our souls, and to help us understand that we need you in the head, you at the head of our life, to help us understand that your way is the right way. Lord, I thank you for waking us up this morning. I thank you for taking us through these past days of this bad and cold weather and snow. Lord, I thank you for blessing us and, you know, keeping us and to help us understand that we all might not have everything that we want, but thank God for what you do have, because some don't have that. Lord, I thank you for this life. I thank you for the love. I thank you for being in our lives. I thank you for blessing us. I thank you, oh God. I cannot, like I said, I can't never stop thanking you, because I know thanking you is not enough. It's not enough for all the love and life and things you have done from all of us through our life. Lord, I thank you and I thank you. And I pray that you bless us all and to keep this government man open to let us know you are there for the people. No matter what you might have your fit about or you think just supposed to happen because you say so, you have to think of the people in this world that God have put here. But only he can rule and to understand us. Just to maybe sit down and talk and to understand everything have to go to benefit all. You have to give a little bit, get a little bit, but not just all your way. Lord, I thank you for this opening, because I know it's for many people down and out, bills, food, children, household needs. Lord, I thank you for blessing us and for all of us that's going through these sicknesses, these illness. Excuse me, financial, your health, whatever the reason is. Lord, I need you to bless us all and to help us understand you are here. You will be there. You will set us to where we need to be. You will set us in the right place. You will send us in that right place to set our lives and our souls and our hearts right. Lord, I thank you because we need you. And for all that you think they don't need you, Lord, they need to wake up and understand. The more we pray, the more we give our life unto you. is for what more happiness and joy that we will have. Lord, I need you to help me and take me through my situation. I need you to help to heal my eyesight, heal my soul and my heart, but it all belongs to you. I will never, no matter what, I'm going to thank you for all of me that you have blessed. However you choose for it to be, Lord, I thank you. No matter what I'm going through that I don't understand, I know you have your reasons, and I thank you. Because no matter what we're going through, no matter what I'm going through, I know I can be so, so much worse, so much worse than I am now. But, Lord, I thank you because I know you have me in your heart and you have me in your hand. And I just say, Lord, I thank you for all, because without you, I would not be. I just want to say thank you and thank you, because I know when you say it shall be, it shall be. And however you say it shall be, I thank you. However, and I will never stop thanking you. The devil will not break my faith. And yet he's in standing behind, and I'm still telling him to go home and leave me alone, because I'm in the house of my God. And whatever he has for this daughter, however he has to put on this daughter, whatever it is, I still thank you. I will thank him for my heart, my mind, my body, and my soul. Excuse me, because I know he knows what's best for me. Whatever my father says is for Minister Sheila Kaiser. Minister Sheila Kaiser is going to say thank you and thank you and I thank you. Because my father has me, and I know he will always have me. I thank you. And I thank you, and I thank you. Back over to your hands, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser.
Thank you, Minister Sheila. As Minister Sheila said, thank God, I thank God, and I thank God again. You know, I am so grateful. A lot of times you can be going through many things and not have a clue of what somebody else is going through, not have an idea of what they're experiencing emotionally, physically, spiritually. But one thing is for sure and for certain, God is faithful. Oh, so faithful. And so if you don't know him in the pardon of your sins, I would ask you on today to take time to get to know God. Repent for your sins. Repent for any and everything that might not be pleasing in his sight. You know, because God not only is well able, and not only is God faithful, but think about it. How many times have you ever asked God for something and you didn't get it? You may say, no, it's been a lot. But I'll come back again and say, if you asked him for something and it was what was best for you, did he deny it? Or what are the things that he denied you, the things that weren't best for you? Or was it him trying to protect you? Some of us would say, oh, no, blah, 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 this or that. No, a lot of us know we heard God. And he told us, not right now. That's what he says sometimes. Sometimes he says, awake. Other times he says, why? And what's the purpose? Well, God already knows. Yes, he already knows. So he's not asking you because he doesn't know. Many times he's wanting you to come into the understanding of what you're asking for. Remember when in the Bible in Genesis, when he asked Adam and Eve, how did they know they were naked? It wasn't because he didn't know, but it was because he wanted them to understand that that was something that they necessarily should not have already known, because they hadn't, you know, had permission from him to eat from the tree of knowledge. So many times the things we're asking God for, it's not that he's saying no. Sometimes he's saying wait. And other times he is saying no. And so sometimes, excuse me, we will go and get what we want another way. Well, just realize when God gives you something, he maketh one rich and add no sorrow. When God gives you something, he'll make sure that it multiplies and it increases as we obey him and do his will. But when we do something, God isn't obligated to make sure that that thing works. So be sure that what you're asking God for is really, really, really in the will of God. And how do you know? Because you can ask him. God has no problem speaking and telling us, you know, anything. Sometimes what the problem is that we're asking God for something. Sometimes we don't even really want, you know. Sometimes you're saying, God, give me this, God, give me that. And if you really be honest with yourself, you don't really want that. You don't know what you want. So the best thing to do is go before God and say, you know, God, I need this, I need that, based off of what I think I need. And wait and listen to God, because you may find that when you tell God what you need or what you want, he may have something better. So be okay with God saying, wait. Be okay with God saying, not now. Just be okay with it. I was thinking about how our president is not necessarily okay with being told to wait, being told not now. Well, one of the problems with that is that God, in his infinite wisdom, knows what's best for us. Unfortunately for us, sometimes we think that our wisdom and our intellect knows what's best for us. But I'm here to tell you, that's not the case. Because if it was the case, why did God, creator, the heavens and the earth, and why didn't we create it? Why? Because we are mere men and women who God created. That's the main thing we need to remember, is that God created us. Not we created us, but God created us. And I hope you're all right with that, because I am. I'm okay with knowing that the sovereign, divine creator created me. He loved me that much that he created me. And I'm grateful. Like I said, I don't know how to explain the impacts. Some of you may say, let me put this in three context for you. Slaves knew what it was to work and not get paid. Some people might say, but yeah, they fed them, they housed them, they also beat them and stuff like that. So that's a whole other thing. So a lot of times we forget what it means to be in need or to be in want. So recently for the government shutdown, I know a lot of you are like, well, why do you keep talking about that? It's personal. I'll just be honest with you. It's personal. I was impacted by the government shutdown. Personally. Yeah. Yes, I was. And it wasn't where I could say, it was, you know how sometimes things can happen in your life and it really doesn't impact you. Well, it did, you know, because sometimes you can just be going along in life and not realize just how blessed you are. And then God can allow some things in your life to happen that shows you how truly blessed you are. And so because the government shut down and the lack of pay and us not receiving our pay, it took my trust in God to a whole nother level. You know, I had some major disappointments at that time, but God prepared me for it. That's what I love about God. He will prepare you for stuff. He will prepare you for stuff. And my reaction to it was, I trust you, God. My reaction to it was, God, I will lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways I will acknowledge you. And when I said that, God blessed me with thoughts of great things, like him saying, how do you know this isn't me preparing you to go to another place and another dimension, not only in me? How do you know this is not me preparing you to start to enjoy life instead of always thinking and worrying about others? How do you know this is not me sending you to the nations? How do you know this is not me that's calling you to a higher level of grace? There's a song called Zion. He's calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Well, sometimes the cares of life and various things can be in a place in you till you don't understand why going on is going on. But one thing you do know, that you know that you know without a shadow of a doubt, is that Zion, he's calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. And so sometimes things may come in your life and it seems like it's coming there to destroy you, coming there to discourage you, when what it's really doing is calling you to another place of worship and praise and God that will allow you to give God what's due him. And what is due him? Due to him, a higher place of praise, true worship. One of the things that people don't realize is that sometimes we get discouraged by something that a family member may do. But the reality of it is just like, oh, this is going to bless you. I know you heard this in the Bible. Who said, who's your mother? Who's your father? Somebody can have the nerve to come to Jesus or somebody else to tell them about their parents looking for them or whatever. Saints, if you don't know that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is your first family, something wrong. I know people be saying, you know, my dedication is to God, my family, and this myself and stuff like that. But the reality of it is many of us have given our families seats higher than God. Many of us have given, I'm going to say it again, our family seats higher than God. Why have we given our families seats higher than God? Sometimes because we're trying to do things to help them out in the present, the future, or whatever. But did God tell you to do that? Or did God tell you to use the things that he's given you for someone else, for somebody else? Sometimes we'll walk around talking about this person doesn't appreciate this, that person doesn't understand that. When things are so out of order, there are women trying to take care of men, and I'm talking about girlfriends, boyfriends, mamas, and their sons. There are people doing stuff so out of order. And you're thinking they're ungrateful and they're this and that. No, they're not. Men need to put on their pants and be men. And women need to be okay with being a lady. There's a difference in being a woman and a lady, meaning in the way that you carry yourself. A lot of women and girls are just, they don't know how to be that Proverbs 31 woman. See, when you're the Proverbs 31 woman, you're a woman and a lady. But when you don't know how to be that Proverbs 31 woman, I'm telling you, God is teaching me, y'all. He's teaching me a lot about myself. And guess what? That's one of the best lessons I could learn. I don't need no rocks crying out for me. I don't need nobody trying to tell me about what God wants and what God don't want. But one thing I need, and I know that I need, is I need the will of God in every area of my life. I need the love of God in every area of my life. I need the faithfulness of God in every area of my life. I need to know how to trust God in every area of my life. I need to lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledge him. Not some of my ways, but all of my ways. Because he deserves it. He really does, and that's more. Wow. I'm thankful, y'all. I'm thankful. I have so much on my heart. I have a loved one that's dealing with some visual changes. I have a loved one that's battling cancer so much so that it's taken over the majority of their body. They're dealing with just total I can't even put it in words. They're just, the attack is massive. And yet I have so much at work that needs to be done, and I have so much personally that needs to be done until I realize that God brought his word to me that reminds me he's the same God that when the scuds and the missiles were landing all around me and the collateral damage was happening, and growing up in the inner city when the bullets were flying even there and killed the crossing guard and so many others, and the same God that when I had to fight to go to school and fight to come home, and the same God that when family members that I should have been able to trust touched me inappropriately and things of that sort, he brought me through it. I mean, the same God who, when people tried to misuse and abuse me, you know, lifted up a standard, the same God that when people lied on me and talked about me behind my back and were throwing fiery darts and were trying to sabotage me and do things, are the same God that will not only promote you in the midst of that, but will cause you to be a blessing to your enemy in a way that they would know that, oh, my God, that person has a true relationship with God. God has done so much in my life. God has allowed me to be a blessing. God has blessed me. God has allowed me to be connected to people that are blessed. But the one thing I want you to hear on today, if you haven't heard anything else, is the favor of God is all over us, all around us, it's before us, and it'll remain until we return. But he's calling us to a higher place of praise. No matter what's going on, praise him. No matter what it looks like, praise God. I love you all on today, and I appreciate each and every one of you, and I want you to know that you know that you know that God is calling us to a higher place of praise. Minister Sheila, I thank you for being on the air with me today, and I'm going to pray for you and then turn it over to you so that you can pray for everybody and that you can make the announcements. Father God, I glorify you and I magnify you. I thank you for being the balm in Gilead. I thank you for reminding us that in your word, not only did you spit on the dirt and or clay and put it on the person's eyes, but they were able to see. Not only have you healed the lepers, God, you healed the woman with the issue of blood. God, you've shown us in your word that you're healers, and you're the same God that when they told my family that I would be a vegetable and that I would never wake up when I was in a coma, that woke me up. You're the same God that made it where I could walk again when they said I would never walk again. You're the same God that has no respect of person, God, so you'll bless Sheila beyond anything that she could ever fathom. God, I thank you for even you giving me some things that you want me to discuss with her in order for us not only to help each other out as sisters in ministry, God, but to give her a time and a place of rest, a time and a place to shut in with you, God, so that she will have peace. And that, God, that during that time you'll give her the things that she needs to do in order to not only tell that stress to go back to Hades where it belongs, but that will cause her to walk into peace that surpasses all understanding and joy unspeakable. So my answer to you, God, concerning my sister Sheila is yes. Not only yes, but what else, God? What else would you have me not only to do for my sister Sheila, but for my sister Renee, for my son? God, I realize that as women, we're called to do things differently that men are called to do. And I thank you for showing me that Minister Sheila, Minister Sylvia, and myself all have sons that are men. They're grown men. And that as we walk in a way that we allow them to be men, that you're going to use us in a whole nother way. And it doesn't mean that we don't love our sons, but it means that we have things that we have to do in our latter days because of how God is blessing us for the things that we did in our former days and how he's restoring us in ways that we could never ever even fathom in our heart, ask him for, and conceive in our minds. So, God, thank you for blessing her. Thank you for removing the stress. Thank you for moving the strain and the struggle. Thank you for giving it in her heart, that she's to walk in the ease of the Word of God. Let her take this time to seek you, God, to not only turn her plate down, but God, sometimes we got to shut away with you. Sometimes it's days, sometimes it's months, sometimes it's weeks, and God, sometimes it's even longer than that. Strengthen her, encourage her, and bless her so that she will be a blessing that when people say, wow, Minister Sheila, I want to serve the God that you serve. In Jesus' name, have your way in her life. Amen and amen.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Elect Cecilia Kaiser. I really thank you for that prayer. And like I say, I thank you, and I can never, never, never stop thanking you, God, because I know, as Apostle Elect Cecilia just said, you are sending us through things that we need to be sent through to show this devil, Satan, and demons, no matter what test, no matter what it is you put on us, it will not break our faith. No matter what you're going through, that little demon and devil back there in my man that I have kicked out, kicked to the curb, and kicked around and tell him to go home and leave me alone. No matter what you say or do, my Father, for whatever he say is going to be so, it's going to be so. And I'm going to thank him for no matter what I'm going through. All I'm going to do is say thank you. Lord, I thank you. And I can thank you and thank you. And this is the test that I'm going to pass with flying colors of faith and knowledge and prayer and praise to my God to let him know I thank you. I love you, and I thank you for loving me. Because no matter what, I understand, no matter what I'm going through, some, if not me, can be so much worse. We have all have to learn a lesson that no matter what you're going through, it's a test of your love, your faith, and your understanding. Excuse me, with the knowledge of God, our Father, and the Son, Lord Jesus, to make yourself worthy, to make yourself worthy. You need to tell them no matter what, thank you. Because as it says, we are all going through trials and tribulations. We're all going through things, and it's just to better ourselves, to better our understanding, to better and to inform us with more knowledge and love and understanding. Excuse me, I just want to say I thank you, and I thank you, Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, for that prayer. And I thank for each and every one of you just listening. But as I say, I can never stop. I can never say it enough. But I want to thank you, God, most of all, for helping and letting me understand, no matter what, you have the best knowledge, the best at heart, the best for me. I just want to thank each and every one of you that are listening in today for Let's Talk with Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon, for each and every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Excuse me, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And on Monday nights, with Iron Sharpened Iron with Minister Sylvia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, along with Apostle Elect Cecilia, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and Minister Brennan, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Friday nights with Elder Kathy Kendall with God Still Heals at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Lord, I thank you and I bless you. And I thank you for blessing us with just another day and to let us understand and to send your angels down to let the others understand. We need you. We need your love. We need your understanding. And we need your teaching. We can never learn enough, but we just need to learn that you are the one and the only one that we have life here, no matter what we're going through, to let us understand you are the answer, the only answer, the only true, loving, and peaceful answer, and to get these demon devils up out of these lives of these men, women, children, boys and girls, these babies, young men, and all our families. Lord, we ask you for our spiritual family and our blood family to bless us and to let us know that you are our life and the light that can show us the way through the peace, love, and understanding. I thank you, and thank you, and I thank you. Amen.